May we always find time to sit with Jesus. Amen. Jesus recognizes that the disciples are in need of time to rest and reflect on their experiences, time to ask questions of him, time to integrate what they are experiencing into their being. And as they set out to do this, Jesus sees the same need within the great crowd that had gathered ahead to meet them at the shore. And he has compassion for them. So he sits them down and he lets his words be a salve upon their hearts. He lets his words be their hope and comfort. Jesus is inviting us to stay connected to God and to one another. He is showing us that we stay connected through rest and learning together. Rest enables us to receive God's grace and restoration, and learning helps us to reflect upon our experiences of God in our lives and deepens our understanding of our faith. And Jesus knows it takes time and space to transform our innermost selves. And so he is always reminding us that for every challenge we face, our interconnectedness to God and each other is enough to meet our needs. And we are created to enjoy a meaningful relationship with God and with other people. And the deeper our relationship with God, the more we find ourselves brought closer to each other and our communities, the closer we are to others when we openly share of ourselves, when we are genuinely vulnerable. In these holy moments, we're also drawn closer to God. And I want to share some words from Pope Francis that he shared in a talk he gave titled, "Why the Only Future Worth Building Includes Everyone," in 2017. So Pope Francis says, "Solidarity is not an automatic mechanism. It is a free response born from the heart of each and every one. When one realizes that life, even in the middle of so many contradictions, is a gift, that love is the source and the meaning of life, how can they withhold their urge to do good to another fellow being?" And Pope Francis continues with, "To Christians, the future does have a name, and its name is hope. Feeling hopeful does not mean that we are to be optimistically naive and ignore the tragedy humanity is facing. Hope is a virtue of a heart that doesn't lock itself into darkness, but is also able to see a tomorrow. Hope is the door that opens onto a future. Hope is a humble, hidden seed of life that with time will develop into a large tree. And it can do so much because a tiny flicker of light that feeds on hope is enough to shatter the shield of darkness. A single individual is enough for hope to exist, and that individual can be you. And then there will be another you and another you, and it turns into an us. And so, does hope begin when we have an us? No, hope began with one you. When there is an us, there begins a revolution." Pope Francis then defines tenderness. Tenderness is the love that comes close and becomes real. It is a movement that starts from our heart and reaches the eyes, the ears, and our hands. tenderness means to use our eyes to see each other, our ears to hear the other, to listen. Tenderness is the path of choice for the strongest, most courageous. Tenderness is not weakness, it is fortitude. It is the path of solidarity. The future of humankind isn't exclusively in the hands of politicians, of great leaders, of big companies. Yes, they do hold an enormous responsibility, but the future is most of all in the hands of those people who recognize the other as a you and themselves as part of an us. We all need each other. Jesus, when he sits us down and invites us to listen, is showing us his heart so that we may discover our own tenderness. Jesus, when he sits us down and invites us to listen, is showing us his heart so that we may discover our own power and beauty within us to find God, so that we may be transformed into people who walk in solidarity with others to bring hope into our communities and into our country. Amen.